The teaching of race in American schools has become a front-burner political issue. New laws regulating curricula have passed from coast to coast, and education was a dominant topic in Virginia's recent gubernatorial election, which saw Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin ride a critique of state policy to an upset. Yet the debate has generated more heat than light, with conservatives charging that students are being brainwashed with critical race theory, while liberals insist they merely want the teaching of history to better reflect the country's complicated past. The Mystic Valley controversy helps illustrate that both arguments are misleading, or at least incomplete. What's really at issue is not the past, but the future, how the next generation of Americans are taught to regard their own identities in relation to society and their peers. In Virginia, political attention focused on a white mother upset that her high schooler was assigned Toni Morrison and a sexual assault case apparently unrelated to bathroom gender policies. The parents in the state have also protested the reorienting of the state's social studies curriculum to focus on anti-racism, an attempt to eliminate advanced math classes in the name of equity, new social-emotional learning standards that ask children to contemplate their racial and gender identity beginning in elementary school, and the elimination of admissions testing at Thomas Jefferson and Alexandria High School ranked number one in the nation. Elsewhere in Massachusetts, Boston's prestigious public exam schools have sought to eliminate admissions tests as discriminatory, a move also underway in liberal cities like New York and San Francisco. These are potentially seismic shifts to the public educational system. None was put to a public vote. As in Mystic Valley's case, the push for change has as often come from activists and bureaucrats as from parents or politicians. Whether critical race theory is the source of the changes is a red herring. Call it whatever you want, it's just bad ideas, says Azra Nomani of the anti-CRT group Parents Defending Education. An Indian-American liberal who grew up in West Virginia, Nomani founded a parents' group to protest the changes at Thomas Jefferson, from which her son graduated this year. We're all in agreement as a nation that we have to dismantle the old hierarchy of human value that perpetuated discrimination and racism, she says. But these ideologues want to replace it with a new hierarchy of human value that's racist, intolerant, shaming, and bigoted. What they are doing is messing at the earliest age with a child's sense of self. What Mystic Valley's proponents and critics agree on is that its colorblind approach is at the heart of the controversy. Their view is we're a melting pot. There are no racial differences, no cultural differences. Essentially, as long as you accept white culture, you're fine, says Greg Bartlett, secretary of the local NAACP branch. Students of color may be getting good test scores, but they are not safe, he says. In my judgment, the school isn't overly racist, but it's clear there's a lot of hurt going on.